We're just here to lift up Jesus Christ today and warn our neighbor in love that there is a grace and a mercy and a goodness to God. That is the goodness of God that Romans 11 talks about. But there's also a severity of God. Judgment, wrath, fire. He's a jealous God. And unless you live in a way that you're walking according to His Word and His Spirit, you're going to be outside of the goodness of God. And you're going to find the wrath of God. Jesus said, very few will find eternal life. So we come into the street to hold gospel signs to just remind our neighbor to not walk on the broad road to destruction, but to turn and seek the kingdom of God, not a church system. The churches are lying to you. Not your own faith system. Not I believe, I think, I feel. What does the Holy Scripture say? The Holy Scriptures call us to holiness and obedience. Test yourself to the Holy Word of God. Sir, do you know the biblical gospel? Can I offer it to you?
I have the biblical gospel.
Could you explain it to me?
I don't need to.
Could you test mine?
No.
So I'm not lost?
Go right now.
If you're of the world, sir, you can't be of Jesus Christ. So there's a good example. A man thumbs up me. He's got to put his thumbs up. And when I ask him to explain the gospel, no, I don't have time. I said, well, test mine to make sure I'm not lost. No. This is what we're doing, is we're reminding people that the church systems have created false Christianity to where that people just believe what they want to believe. I've just got my own pet Jesus, and that just will not do on judgment day. You have to be born of God by the Spirit of God. Lest you are, you have no hope of eternal life. And so we're lovingly calling out people that say they know Jesus. What Jesus do you know? There's many false Jesus that have gone out into the world. Jesus said in Matthew 24, one of the signs of the last days will be many false teachers that are saying they are the Christ. That means either He is the Christ or they are the Christ. And we're in that day. There's 40,000 different denominations and they're all teaching twisted, corrupt lies and false ways. But you can't follow Jesus Christ claiming your own way. Your word must match the scriptures. Your ways must match the scriptures. And the church systems are not teaching you the ways of God. They're teaching you lies and error and heresy. I just had to rebuke the other JWs. You guys are following a cult. You don't even believe Jesus is God. It's a man-made religion. At don'tperish.com, I got a testing on JW Org. None of your men could give an answer. I got a video I'm going to put up. None of your men could give an answer. I don't expect you to give an answer. Women are supposed to be quiet. But we care enough about your souls. You need to repent. Jehovah's Witnesses is a cult.
Stand to your timber. 3, 2, 1, go!
If perfect pockets will be for gifts, you were here earlier, you heard me mention that. It looks like the Covenant has accomplished that. They can get as many hits as they need. It's truly an art form to get the perfect.
Two posts.
My name is Two Posts. This is my wife's sister, Amen. What's your name?
I'm JD.
JD. Nice to meet you. So here's a problem I have. I get a lot of problems. Right? And I repent and I turn from all sin, and God always helps me with my problems. So here's my problem. I get righteous anger. You know why?
Is it self-righteous?
Well, no, it's righteous anger, and you can test it. Because we're in America. Honey, maybe you want to step up here. I don't want you to get run over. We're in America, and it's supposedly a Christian nation, and it's not a Christian nation. It's a pagan, pseudo-Christian nation. Never was a fully biblical nation, but that's a long story. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they were not biblical Christians. But I get a lot of Christians in love, like yourself, that walk by, and they're of the world, entertaining in the world, living, dressing, acting like the world, and they thumb up on Jesus, and that's okay, fine. And then I say, let's talk about the gospel. And where the self-righteous anger comes in is Jesus said that in John 13, this will be the sign of his people, that we love each other. Now, if I didn't see you again, you walked away, and I said, well, test my gospel. Maybe I'm lost. And you said, and you turned around and you left. That doesn't look like Christian love to me. And I get self-righteous anger because Jesus died. Not self-righteous anger. I get righteous anger.
No, you were right first.
No, Jesus. No, no. I get righteous anger. I thought of that because you said that. It's not self-righteous because Jesus died to call us out of the world. He shed his blood and rose again. I'm preaching the gospel here. By repentance, we must change our mind and our ways and come to Christ. Be born from above by his Spirit. When you're born from above, Americans think that church attendance and just believing in Jesus means I'm born again. No, the Bible says your life, how you act, talk, live, dress, spend your money, associations, will conform to the Word of God. And then
am I conforming to
Wait, let me finish gospel. And then we must endure to the end. So I want to give you this gospel card because that's the gospel I just preached, and thank you for listening to it. I appreciate that. And so, yes, I would say before I was born again, I dressed like the world.
So this is dressing like the world?
Well, the Bible tells us, one, not to...
This is not dressing like the world?
Yeah, I can explain. The Bible...
No, I don't... Is this not dressing like the world?
Well, I'm wearing a tunic, and that's what God put us in.
Oh,
in Genesis 3. We're not to adorn our bodies, but let's get off the dress for a second. Walking through the world and enjoying carnal entertainment.
Stay with the gospel.
Carnal entertainment.
Stay with the gospel.
How is that of God?
Stay with the gospel. Don't say it's not dress. It's not about dress.
Yeah. Dress is important. It shows your heart. It does.
No,
it does.
No, no, no.
It does. When a woman puts on her hair and jewelry and makeup and tight clothing, what's it say?
Oh, that could be worse.
Well, you're wearing tight clothing.
Oh, no.
What does that mean? But go back to the gospel. It calls you out of the world. So what is the muskie
you're
fest?
You're adding to the gospel.
No.
You're adding to the gospel.
Jesus said, unless you obey. He made the way, Hebrews 5:9.
So is your sister here?
No, it's my wife.
Your wife.
She is my sister too, of course. More important.
If your wife did not have this covering on, would she be out of the will of God?
She would be rebelling and in sin.
No.
And willful sin.
Sorry,
1 Corinthians 11.
Don't buy it.
1 Corinthians 11.
Don't buy it.
Is Muskie Fest
adding to the gospel?
Is Muskie Fest carnal or spiritual?
You know these brothers down here to the
right? Is it carnal or spiritual?
You know these brothers down here in the tent?
Brothers?
Brothers,
oh, yeah, I'm putting a testing up of Chris, Jerry.
Yeah.
He's a false teacher.
Yeah.
Lady pastors, pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. See, I'm glad we met. You need to repent and come out of your false American churchianity.
Okay.
You're being deceived. The gospel transforms everything, sir.
You need to study the original language.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? 1 Timothy 2, it says, wear apparel. That's a robe. Read where it says, come out of the world, the cosmos. It's Satan's kingdom. You need to repent, sir. We love you. I'm glad I ran into him once again. That was the guy, I'll just give a little audio here, that walked by and wouldn't explain the gospel. And I said, won't you test my gospel? Maybe I'm deceived. And he said, I don't have time. And he kept going. Now I meet him and he comes up, took a gospel card, and he tells me that my righteous anger is self-righteous when American Christians pretty much trample the blood of Jesus to live any way they like. And he's a good example of it because he believes the gospel just changes your heart, but not your outsides. You heard him. He tried to tell my wife that she can take off what God has told her to wear as a commandment and she's not in sin. These are the wicked people. It's wickedness. It's sin that we come against out here. And so we warn people that the gospel changes your heart. And then because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it's also going to change your entire life. Actions, dress, association, spending your money, how you spend your time. The Bible says redeem the time. American Christians aren't redeeming the time at Muskie Festival, watching foolish chainsaw chopping and gathering more trinkets that they don't need. So that's just another example of why we do this and why we come to these places to call people out of their sin and their false ways and their worldliness that's going to separate them from God on Judgment Day.